Chapter 5. The New Trunk.
Thank you so much, said the elephant's child to the python. They were proud of themselves for beating the crocodile.
Oh, my nose hurts. Look at it. It's so long.
His short little nose was now stretched into a long trunk.
It looks quite good, said the python.
I hope it shrinks back, said the elephant's child.
The elephant's child waited for his trunk to shrink. He waited for 3 long days. At the end of the 3rd day, a fly bit him on the shoulder. Before he even knew what he was doing, he lifted up his trunk and killed the fly.
What a great nose, said the python. Now, try to eat something.
Without standing up, the elephant's child reached out with his trunk, grabbed a bunch of grass, and put it in his mouth.
What a great nose, said the python again.
The python was right. His new nose was great. The elephant's child started to like his new nose very much. Then suddenly he thought about his family back home.
Mr. Python, thank you for all of your help. You are kind and brave, but now I think I must go home. I miss my family.
So the python and the little elephant said their goodbyes, and the elephant's child started the long walk home.